Millions of pallets of ripe and ready-to-eat strawberries could be pulled from supermarket shelves as the strawberry contamination scare engulfs other states. The ABC has been told growers are losing at least 30% of their business, even in states that haven't been embroiled in the food scare. Already a bad year, some farmers have been too scared to talk in case they become the next target, as Sandra Siagian reports.
Strawberry farmers in Western Australia should be in the midst of their peak season. But with the strawberry tampering scare gripping the East Coast, producers in WA are also feeling the pressure.
We've seen the price more than halve, down to around about 50 cents a punnet in the wholesale markets, which is way, way below the cost of production.
Jamie Michael is the president of Strawberries Australia WA. The strawberry farmer says supermarkets have begun reducing or cancelling orders. That's causing wholesale prices to crash, and many growers are now dumping their stock instead of selling it.
We're only just heading into the peak of the season, and growers certainly haven't gotten any of the money back that they've outlaid to put their crop in for this year. But with the prices being at this level already, even just to continue for a few weeks and to be losing that much money so quickly, we're weighing up whether it's worth even continuing.
On the mid-north coast of New South Wales, Ricardo's Tomatoes and Strawberries is a family-run farm. Tony Sarks looks after the strawberry side of the business.
This is a tough time of year for us already when the price is so low, and we're just trying to get rid of our fruit, basically. And, it's really tough on farmers to have a recall like this because it puts people off strawberries.
Since they primarily operate a pick-your-own strawberry service to customers, Tony Sarks isn't too worried about his produce. But other farmers have been reluctant to talk, out of fear they could be a new target. The contaminated strawberries appear to have originated at a Queensland-based supplier, with the produce thought to be sold in New South Wales, Queensland, Victoria, and the Australian Capital Territory. New South Wales police say they now believe six strawberry brands have been tampered with needles and pins. Queensland producers say they supply 363,000 punnets a week to the national market. The ABC has been told that supermarkets are threatening to take all strawberry products off the shelves if the situation worsens. Melissa Fitzgerald is a food science professor from the University of Queensland.
They do have the right to take all their strawberries off the shelves, and at some point a risk analysis will be done that says, yes, the risk is high enough. If I was a supermarket, I would be taking them off the shelf. My risk analysis would have told me to take them off the shelf.
Melissa Fitzgerald from the University of Queensland and Sandra Siagian with that report.